Ethics committees, as described in Resolution E98 of the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine, ethics committees fulfill two specific roles in LTC facilities. They function to guarantee the development, promotion, and protection of values. They create a channel for communication between the various members of an LTC facility that can help clarify ethical and legal issues, weigh fiscal issues, and guide decision-making for complex issues. These roles are accomplished through offering a variety of functions to address ethical issues that arise. Again, these are described in Resolution 98 as policy development and review, quality assurance activities, education, resource for staff, clinicians, administration, patients, families, and community, monitoring judicial decisions and legislative actions, consultation and review of case-specific dilemmas. In order for an ethics committee to function properly, members must be sufficiently trained and educated, and they must reflect the community the committee supports. The institution must be engaged with the committee, accepting information from the committee surrounding issues that have arisen. States Long-Term Care Ombudsman Programs. In the United States, the Federal Older Americans Act, OAA, mandates that each state operate a long-term care ombudsman, or ombudsperson, office, which is charged with a variety of tasks. Although specifics of the program are listed in the OAA and associated federal codes, we can look to another federal government resource for a more easily understood summary. According to a fact sheet published by the Administration of Community Living, ACL, a function of the Department of Health and Human Services, a state's long-term care ombudsman program serves individuals living in long-term care facilities such as nursing homes, board and care, including assisted living, and similar settings, and works to resolve resident problems related to poor care, violation of rights, and quality of life. Ombudsman programs also advocate at the local, state, and national levels to promote policies and consumer protections to improve residents' care and quality of life. The fact sheet goes on to explain that thousands of trained staff and volunteers visit LTC facilities regularly to monitor and report on issues they identify, assisting residents who may not otherwise have, or may not be aware of, a method to raise concerns about their treatment. Note that the OAA mandates that each state establish its own office to achieve specific regulatory requirements. This means that each state's office may be set up differently and have different levels of authority. Some states may empower their office to do more than the regulatory minimums set out by the OAA. In executing their daily duties, the IP needs to know the specifics of the program that affects their own facility. Specific details on a given state's program will not be tested in the certification exam. The infection preventionist can work with the ombudsman or ombudsperson to help ensure that residents and families understand infection prevention and control steps. An example is a situation in which a resident on contact precautions is visited by family members who refuse to use personal protective equipment, such as masks, and those family members visit other residents. In this case, the family members are not following proper procedures. If, following education and meetings, the family still refuses to follow proper procedures, the ombudsman may be called on by the facility to help remedy the situation,